Welcome to the Painesville Assembly of God podcast. We're always encouraged to know God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending us an email at info@painesvilleag.com. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Alrighty, I'm just going to pick a random person from the crowd, and let's say someone in the front row. All right, what's your name?
Aaron.
All right. That's great. All right. Well, my name's Caleb, and we all know that names are very important in the Bible, right? Well, Abraham, Sarah, Peter, they all had their names changed to indicate what they had become. Now, Jesus' name is very important. And in Matthew 1:21, it basically says his name will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And according to Jesus' name, he has come with the power to forgive sins. Now, the first point I'd like to make is that there's power in Jesus' name. What does that really mean? Well, in Luke 4, Jesus is delivering a man who's possessed by a demon. The crowds reacted in Luke 4:36 and said, "With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." The crowd made the distinction between power and authority. Power is the ability to do something, and authority is the ability to actually enforce it or carry it out. Jesus has both. That's why he can forgive our sins. And in Luke chapter 4:40, we see Jesus using his power and authority to deliver demons out of people and to bring healing to the crowds. It says, "After the sun had set, people with all kinds of diseases were brought to Jesus. He put his hands on each one of them and healed them. Demons went out of many people shouting, 'You are the Son of God.' But Jesus told the demons not to speak because they knew he was the Messiah." Jesus has the power and authority to order the demon silent in your life too. Secondly, Jesus doesn't just keep this power to himself. He gives it to us. Through our salvation with God, God gives us this power and authority. This is called the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew 28:18-19. Then Jesus said to them, "All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now go and make disciples of all nations." Now, one of my favorite TV shows is NCIS. And they're a bunch of Navy cops, right? They go and investigate murder cases. Well, when they go to arrest somebody or they question a suspect, they flash their badge to indicate what authority they come in. Likewise, after Jesus returns to heaven, we see the disciples using the power and authority given to them by Jesus to heal and lead people to salvation. And in Acts 3, we see Peter and John. They're at Gate Beautiful. There, they meet a lame man who's asking them for food and money. But in Acts 3:6, Peter answers and says, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." You see, Peter used the power and authority in Jesus' name to heal the man. This led to Peter being able to share and preach to the crowds that their salvation and forgiveness is found in Jesus' name. Now, the teachers of the law, they didn't like what Peter and John were saying. So, of course, they put them in jail. And the next day, they question Peter and John about what name they're actually doing these things in. And we see in Acts 4:8-10, Peter says to them, "Is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." You see, Peter and John, they recognized that true power and authority came through Jesus' name. They knew that the religious leaders did not want to admit that Jesus was the Son of God and that he had the authority of God. You may be thinking, "I'm not Peter, I'm not John, I can't heal, preach, or cast out demons." But the truth is, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you've been given the same power. You see, the religious leaders made a very important observation about Peter and John in Acts 4. Acts 4, verse 13 said, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus." You see, Peter and John were just like us. They were unschooled and ordinary. But the proof that they had been with Jesus was the man who stood before them healed. You see, we need to realize that as believers in Jesus Christ, we have been given this same power and authority in Jesus' name. And as I close, I want you to know that there is power and authority in Jesus' name. I challenge you today to spend time with Jesus and ask him for the faith to walk in his power and authority. Imagine how our schools, churches, and communities would be different if we as believers walked in the power and authority of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are encouraged and strengthened by God's Word. For more information about Painesville Assembly of God, please visit PainesvilleAG.com.